guys, and welcome to Odson Champions League. Our favorite show is back. We have Dani Fisichella, Álvaro Romeo to analyze every single game on Wednesday in the Champions League. But of course, I also want to know your opinion. So let me know your tips in the comment section. And if you enjoy our video, don't forget, click on the like, subscribe, and click on the bell to get notifications. And now let's go on with the show. Champions League is back with the group stages. We have so many good games on Wednesday, so let's analyze all 8 games with Dani, Álvaro. How are you guys?
Hello, guys.
Ciao, ciao. He's back, finally. Super excited.
So happy to have you both back. So let's start with the games we have on Wednesday. Early kickoff in Istanbul. Besiktas, Borussia Dortmund. You will tell me, Álvaro, but probably this is a tricky game for Borussia Dortmund, a team that always suffer a little bit when they are playing away, although they are coming from a great victory in the Bundesliga, 3-4 against Leverkusen. Very tough game with Haaland always scoring a brace in this case. And Besiktas, yes, first in the Turkish league with 10 points. Do you see trouble for Dortmund here in Istanbul, Álvaro?
Not really. They shouldn't have a problem. But at the same time, it's Borussia Dortmund and Marco Reus after the game with Bayer Leverkusen. You know, Borussia won it 4-3. Said, we can't allow this to happen the rest of the season. He was referring to the defensive mistakes. I mean, if you see the goals of Wirtz and Schick for Bayer Leverkusen, well, they are basically going into the center halves. They've got plenty of space. Between the center halves, there is a corridor. So, you know, some things don't work at Borussia Dortmund yet with the manager Marco Rose. But at the same time, they've got a lot of firepower up front. Even Guerreiro, he's scoring goals and he's left back. And Haaland, well, what can we say about him? I mean, he has scored 45 times in 47 Bundesliga games. So that tells you that this is a team with a lot of dangerous players and it's definitely equipped to win in Istanbul. So as much as I know that Besiktas, they hadn't conceded the goal in the league yet, that they've got players like Pjanic, brand new player, Enkudu, Batshuayi, Vida, I'm going to go for Dortmund to score in both halves, pretty much simply because they've got Haaland and some other great players surrounding him. And a double chance for Besiktas is something that if you trust a little bit the Turkish side, you could go for because that pays 2.48. But Dortmund scoring both halves pretty much duplicates your bet, and that's my favorite.
I agree with Álvaro. I think, you know, the level of players and class is different. Besiktas, yes, you know, great defensive record in the Turkish league, 7 clean sheets in the last 9 games, as Álvaro mentioned, lot of experienced player there, so they bought that experience, but what they don't have is the international experience as a club. You know, they are in the group stage for the first time since 2018-2019, only reached the last 16 once in the last 20 years of the Champions League, so we can't say they really have a European pedigree. Also, if we look at the European record in the Champions League, they only won one of the last 10 home games in the Champions League. 5 draws, 4 defeats, 1 victory. So, yes, Borussia Dortmund have got issues. The transition is not yet completed, but they score. They can score a lot of goals. So, I agree with Álvaro, kind of agree with him. So, I'm going to go for an Asian handicap -1 for Borussia Dortmund, and that doubles your stake. It's 2.01.
Actually, the level of the Turkish teams in Europe has been very poor in the last years. We saw, for instance, Galatasaray in the previous rounds of the Champions League. So you think Dortmund will win in Istanbul? Let's go to Moldova for the first time in the group stages. We have a Moldovan team, Sheriff Tiraspol. They are playing against Shakhtar Donetsk, a team that Dani knows a lot about it because we analyzed them in the previews with the Cervi as a coach so far. Second in the Ukrainian league, Shakhtar Donetsk, they showed some strength in the preview, beating Monaco or Ghent, not easy rivals. And what to say, Dani, about this melting pot of Sheriff Tiraspol? They are already making history. And remember that these teams, they are with Inter and Real Madrid in the group. So for sure, Shakhtar needs to win this game.
One thing for sure, there is a new sheriff in town, and you know that's the Transnistrian team, you know, that, you know, from the kind of independent region of Moldova. Let's not go into geography. I mean, but I was impressed by Sheriff during the knockout stages, because they negotiated 3 knockout stages and the playoffs, started the qualifying stages very early, 7th of July in Albania, when the Euros were still on. No one really cared about them, but then they progressed and they managed to keep 3 clean sheets with Red Star Belgrade and 2 with Dinamo Zagreb. But they don't only play on the counter-attack, not at all. This is a team that plays on the front foot, that wants to impose their rhythm. Yes, as you mentioned, it's a melting pot of players, and they got really interesting, quick players, skillful players. Traore scored 3 against Dinamo Zagreb, Castagneda, Kolovos, the Greek as well, great goal in the knockout stage. So, it's a project, Sheriff Tiraspol. Yes, it's a small country, it's a small economy, but they are the pinnacle of the Moldovan sport. Go on YouTube and look at the facility complex they got there. They are better than many European teams. They are unbeaten in the last 9 European games. They kept 6 clean sheets. Of course, Shakhtar Donetsk is a different proposition. Now is it the group stage? Shakhtar Donetsk are doing well under the Zerbi, probably not as best as they can, but I can see goals in this one, you know. At home, Sheriff Tiraspol, over 2.5 goals, 195.
Alvaro, odds 1.83 for Shakhtar, who impressed us last season. Remember that they even beat Real Madrid away.
Yes, because they are a very good European team. I believe that maybe this is a little bit the decline of the project of Shakhtar, and you can see that in the Ukrainian league that they couldn't retain last season. But, you know, Shakhtar knows that this is a great chance to clinch 3 points because their opponents are Real Madrid and Inter. So if Shakhtar wants to qualify to the last 16 round, they definitely need to get 6 points against Sheriff Tiraspol. So I can see them going for it you know, full time and with the full belief, because this is their moment at least to get the points very quickly. I know that Shakhtar, they are not doing fantastically, as I said before, in the Ukrainian league. They are second right now to Dynamo Kiev, and at the same time, you know, some of the best players, they are a little bit experienced, maybe too much experience, a little bit veteran too, but they qualified. Ousting out the likes of Genk, the likes of Monaco, being a little bit lucky, of course, but they did it, and Monaco is a very good team as well. And one of the summer signings, Lassina Traoré from Ajax, former Ajax player, he has started with the right foot in Ukraine, scoring 6 goals in 10 games already, and he's a very dangerous player. I mean, we knew that from his time at Ajax, and so far he's confirming his quality in Ukraine. So for this game, I'm going to go for the following. I think that the under 2.5 goals can be my favorite thing here. Sheriff defending well, and Shakhtar, who can score goals, but they are not a scoring machine, just maybe using their time to score, making sure that they cook the game slowly, and at the end winning it. But the under 2.5 goals is my favorite bet here.
So you disagree? Alvaro doesn't see many goals in Moldova. Dani sees a lot of goals in this Sheriff Tiraspol Shakhtar Donetsk. Let's go to a very, very interesting group. Group B, we have Atletico Madrid, Porto. Be careful with this group. Liverpool and Milan also there. Atletico, in the past, they had problems in the group stages. Even last season, they struggled a lot to qualify. They had to go to Salzburg and win there to go to the last 16 round. But Alvaro, it looks like Atletico is even stronger this season. They had a great squad, as they showed, for instance, in La Liga yesterday when they played against Espanyol. Simeone has a great, great roster, whereas Porto probably is a bit weaker than other seasons. Remember that last year they arrived to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, kicking out even Juventus. What do you see here? Problems for Atletico, or they will negotiate way better this season the Champions League?
I mean, to start with, this is Atletico versus Porto. Porto reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League last season. Atletico lost to Chelsea in the last 16 round. Put at least some money in Porto to win, because that pays 750. It pays 750. It's so disproportionate. It's mental. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why not? Why not? I mean, Porto to win is not so impossible. They beat Juventus last year in the Champions League. So, and they didn't lose, for example, with Sporting Lisbon this weekend. Sporting Lisbon is the Portuguese champion. So, you know, Atletico de Madrid, I'm sorry, and as much as I like them, they have won only 2 Champions League games in the last 12 months. There were 2 wins against Salzburg, but they couldn't beat Bayern. In fact, Bayern trashed them at the Allianz Arena, and against Chelsea they were humbled as well in the Champions League. So Atletico de Madrid in the Champions League is not guaranteed right now. And in La Liga they got 10 points out of 12, but they weren't convincing at all in the last games. In fact, this weekend they beat Espanyol in the 99th minute because they couldn't beat them in before the extra time. So I'm not so convinced about Atletico. Their team has improved. Their roster is great with Joao Felix and Griezmann playing, with the likes of Rodrigo de Paul offering a lot of creativity from midfield. But the defense is not as good as it was before. I mean, let's put it that way. Atletico is conceding at least one goal per game. Villarreal scored 2 goals at Wanda Metropolitano. And again, it was a mistake of Villarreal that gave Atletico the draw. So, you know, I don't think that Atletico de Madrid is so reliable in Europe, and there is no reason to justify Atletico being the favorite in Europe right now. So I'm going for the following: a clean sheet for Atletico, simple as that, 1.95, just because Porto is not a scoring machine, even though they've got good strikers, as we know that. But the Porto to win thing, I will put my money there, even if you don't believe on Sergio Conceição's men, definitely, because that pays 7.50.
I'm sure even the odds for the double chance for Porto are appealing. I agree with Alvaro, it's not going to be a walk in the park for Atletico Madrid, because if you look at Porto, they retain pretty much the same team they had last year. They got an informed striker in Luis Diaz, 3 goals in 5. Yes, against Sporting Club de Portugal, they were the worst team for 60 minutes. They were under the cosh, but they came out well. And usually Porto, when they play in Europe, they're very tight at the back. Last year in the group stages, they kept 5 clean sheets out of 6. Mm-hmm. They lost against Man City, kept a clean sheet as well against, they conceded late against Juventus at home, but, you know, good defensive display. The only concern I got with this defense is Pepe. He always plays. He plays 90 minutes for Portugal, 90 minutes for Porto. He's always on the pitch. I'm sure somewhere there must be a better center back or someone with more legs. So that could be an issue if people like Griezmann or Suarez get the running on him. But tight at the back for Porto to start with. First half, draw, 2.12.
Mm-hmm. You both see trouble, or might be trouble for Atletico de Madrid. Very tough group, this one, and difficult to tell who is gonna go through. Then we have Bruce PSG. Perhaps we see for the first time all three stars on the pitch, Mbappé, Messi and Neymar. All victories for PSG in Ligue 1 last weekend, 4-0 against Clermont. Again, Mbappé scored and he was the only one of the three on the pitch. Bruce, first in the Belgian League. I guess we all expect here a heavy victory, Danny, from PSG in Belgium.
It's difficult what to expect with this PSG, because I think, looking at the season, let's face it, until the mid-March, they're not going to face an opposition that is at their level. So basically, until the last round, the quarterfinals of the Champions League, they're not going to be really matched. However, traveling to Bruges, I don't think it's the easiest place they're going to go, especially in this beginning of the season. Let's not forget that PSG at the back in Ligue 1, okay, they come from 2 clean sheets. They've been a little bit shaky, a little bit leaky, especially in the fullbacks. Hakimi, he's a machine going forward. I'm not sure he has still got it that he needs to play on a back four. He's no longer at Inter in a 3-5-2, where he's got a lot of license to go back and forth. On the other side, Diallo, I know she's going to be Pochettino start at the end. Who am I to dispute the quality of the PSG midfield and the attack and whatever, you know, that goes without saying. But of course, I think the odds for PSG winning are low, so probably it's not a good idea to go for them. But do not underestimate a team that has won the league in Belgium, that has produced a lot of talents, that has got a bit of Champions League pedigree there and could exploit a PSG defense that sometimes is a bit distracted, both to score, 2.15.
Actually, Alain in our league and show, Alvaro is always telling us that Pochettino's challenge is improving the defense. That's why, as Danny is saying, PSG is a bit leaky in the first games of the season. You also expect, for instance, as Danny said, no, PSG, both teams to score, sounds like a good bet here.
Sounds like a good bet. Yeah, why not? Why not? That's definitely something that you could put your money on. I also believe that in this Champions League and in this group stage, there will not be many surprises. I think that the football is even more polarized than before, and you rarely see any team from Belgium or from Russia, for example, making it to the last 16 rounds, right? Even what Porto did last season, and Porto has a lot of pedigree in the Champions League, look like a little bit like a surprise. So I think that we will see some heavy scorelines in the group stage this season. And as much as Bruges, they are playing in the Champions League for their fourth consecutive time, as much as they are top of the Belgian League, I don't trust them to win this game. I don't trust them for this game, really. For example, this Bruges team, they are top in the table, as I said, but a week ago they lost 6-1 to Ghent. Probably that was a mishap, that was an accident, but still, it tells you that defensively they are not the best equipped side. I mean, this weekend, yes, they beat Ostende comfortably, but this is a team that, you know, it doesn't produce perfect defensive performances. And against PSG, that can cost you. Then a couple of players that I would like to flag here. I mean, Bas Dost is playing for them, Simon Mignolet is playing for them, and then they've got a couple of young guys like Lang, for example, who is scoring the goals, and Van Aken, who plays for the Belgium national team. Normally the best Belgian stars are playing abroad. So yeah, they've got interesting players, but is this enough to beat PSG? I really don't think so. So I'm going to go for the following. I'm going to go for an Asian handicap -2 for PSG. I know this sounds a bit crazy, but I think that the heavy scorelines are coming up in this group stage, or maybe PSG to win the both halves, that pays 250.
Easy victory for you for PSG. Then let's move on to one of the biggest games in this Wednesday in San Siro. Inter Real Madrid. I'm a bit surprised to see the odds for this game, because Inter, they are favorites, odds 2.51, despite the latest disappointment in Europe. And we saw this game last season, and Real Madrid was able to win both games against Inter. Inter were knocked out of the group stage of the Champions League, but of course they are the Serie A champions. They drew against Sampdoria in the weekend. And Álvaro, we saw a very good Real Madrid in the offensive part against Celta, leaking on the back, and again, Benzema and Vinicius, they are in great form. What do you expect here in this very, very good game, Inter Real Madrid?
Well, the outright market is something that here I couldn't really manifest myself who's going to win the game. It's quite difficult. I think that the draw is a little bit more likely for this game, so I definitely like the draw. That pays 3.76, by the way, and that's a very good return for your money. I know that Inter is doing okay, it's doing well so far in Serie A, despite having changed managers. They got plenty of dangerous players as well, who can score from different distance range as well. Çalhanoğlu, fantastic from set pieces. Checo, a great player in the box. Lautaro Martinez, a little bit better in the counter-attack with physicality. I mean, they mean danger. But at the same time, Real Madrid, as you well said, they've got that danger up front. Karim Benzema and Vinicius, they are forming a really good partnership, and we saw that against Celta on Sunday. I really enjoyed that game, because at the same time, anytime Celta was sending the ball at the back of the fullbacks, then they were scoring. Miguel Gutiérrez, Carvajal, they were having some issues at the back, and I believe that so far, Nacho and Militao, they are not fire extinguishers like Varane and Sergio Ramos were. No, seriously, because in the box, Varane and Sergio Ramos, they were capable of producing heroic defensive performances, and they were keeping the team defensively tight. Militao and Nacho, as much as I like them, I think that they don't have that quality yet. Let's see if David Alaba, for example, can be back for the game. And it's going to be key as well for Real Madrid to see if any of the following players who are in the sidelines can come back. Bale, Alaba, Jovic, Toni Kroos especially, and Dani Ceballos. I mean, if any of these players, but especially Toni Kroos, can come back, that would be brilliant for Real Madrid, because Toni Kroos obviously is adding a lot of tempo to the game. But for this game, as I said before, a draw for me is good enough. That pays 3.76.
Well, I think Inter last year against Real Madrid, especially in the home game, they were outplayed. They couldn't cope with the passing, the movement of the midfields of Real Madrid. And if I look, an area that Inter should have strengthened this season is the midfield, and they didn't add to it. They're still playing with the same midfield that won the league brilliantly last year. But sometimes, especially when they need to build the play from the back, they suffer. They make mistakes, they give the ball away. I wonder how they're going to be under pressure with a midfield like Real Madrid. They're going to keep the ball a lot. Inter are a changing team. Same formation, but Simone Inzaghi is trying to do more ball possession. They play more on the front foot, not just on the counter, as they did with Antonio Conte most of the time. And yes, I mean, the change in personnel, Dzeko for Lautaro, means that Dzeko is very good at bringing the other one playing, but he doesn't have that strength to go like on that speed and the quickness when Inter needs to break. I mean, Inter is gonna be under pressure because they need the points here, especially at home, if they want to qualify, and they need to qualify because in the last two Champions League they didn't go through the group stage. But last year they didn't win any of their home games in the Champions League. In the previous season they only won one, so it's like one win in six at the San Siro. In the Champions League, you know, so far in the league, yes, they're doing well. A couple of mistakes at the back for the best defense last year in Serie A. Again, sometimes it's difficult to read too much into the games because we were coming after an international break, players traveling from all over the world, absentees. It's difficult to see much into the weekend's game. But, you know, I see Real Madrid favorites. I think the odds for Inter are low. I mean, I don't understand why Inter a favorite on this one. Let's not forget the Ancelotti factor as well. He's been there, has done that, etc. Draw no bet, Real Madrid, 2.14.
Oh, Asian Handicap 0. Then, if there is a draw, you get your money back. And also, talking about the midfield, Modric made a masterclass also against Celta. I want also to highlight that. Then from one team of Milan to the other, the Rossoneri back to the Champions League, and I'm very happy to see Milan again in the Champions League since 2014. We haven't seen here one of the best teams of Europe, and this is a classic of European football. They are traveling to Anfield, and Danny, this Milan, they are taking things very seriously. They beat Lazio, and that was a big game in Serie A, 2-0. We saw Ibrahimovic also scoring, and also Liverpool, they look stronger than last season, where they were malfunctioning for a long time of the season. They have pretty much the same team, but I think the Reds are going to be a little bit stronger than last season. Liverpool, so favorite, 1.59. I guess they take in consideration that Liverpool, they are being way better in Europe than Milan in the last few years.
Impressive from Milan so far. A great start of the season. Great home form as well. Two home wins last year. That's what let them down, especially in the Serie A. They look much more confident. If you look at the team, it's pretty much the same without Çalhanoğlu and Donnarumma. But then it's pretty much the same players. Obviously, they got Giroud in and Florenzi, the all experienced player. But the difference is that because they kept the same manager now for a year and a half, they know what to do. They are already accomplished. And I looked at the fantastic stats. After lockdown, they are the team who collected more points per game in the five biggest leagues. So, you know, something is obviously working at Milan. However, Champions League and Serie A, it's very tiring. It's not like playing the Europa League in the Serie A. Every game is a big game. By the way, at the weekend, there is Milan-Juventus. So let's see how they cope with it. Let's see how they cope with pressure. I just have to highlight, the big surprise so far has been Tonali. I think he's stepping up, starting all the games, and that makes a hell of a difference, having that double pivot, double regista. Is very good with his free kick, with his set pieces. I think if he plays regularly, Milan are gonna benefit a lot. With a number nine that plays every game, they can really, really, really do well. And, you know, they come from four away victories in Serie A across the two seasons. Last year away, they were really good. I don't forget how well they played at United in the Europa League. They should have won that game. So, you know, an upset could be on the card. But Liverpool, and I'm sure Alvaro is going to expand a little bit more, let, no one talks about them, you know. They're like the forgotten teams. We don't know why. Their favorite, Asian Handicap minus one for Liverpool, 1.96.
Alvaro, Liverpool, they look a little bit better, especially when they played this weekend in Elland Road, a difficult pitch, 0-3 for them. What do you expect here?
Well, I think that Liverpool, they are a hell of a team again. Last season, they were just unlucky that they lost all the good centre-backs and they were playing with some centre-backs that they weren't top-flight quality, honestly. So this season, they got Van Dijk back, they got Joel Matip back, and they got the Mojo back as well. I mean, if you check the Premier League stats alone, Liverpool has produced, how many? 100 shots in the league, which is the record of the league so far, 25 shots per game, not on target, but shots in general. So they are already making sure that they incinerate you with shots and attacking you. 30 shots alone against Leeds United. And, you know, I know that the team could be a little bit less physical because in the midfield they are playing the likes of Thiago and Harvey Elliott together, which, by the way, Harvey Elliott won't be in the game because he has suffered an ankle injury. But Jurgen Klopp, you know, he's changing the team a little bit. The possession of Liverpool is working with the technical players as well, even though for this game I expect Jordan Henderson to return. Mohamed Salah is still on fire. 167 Premier League games, 100 goals this weekend. So, you know, and at the same time, they have followed a very different policy to the rest of the big teams in Europe. Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, they have all spent heavily. Liverpool, this summer, in 35 days, they extended the contract of 6 key players, which is something that went a little bit under the radar, but it guarantees Liverpool a future for the next 3 or 4 years. So I think that this is a good moment for Liverpool. Nobody talks about them, but they don't care. And as much as Milan, I know that they are doing very well so far in the Serie A, it's them being back in the Champions League at Anfield. I think that Liverpool is the favorite for this game. They are basically producing a lot of attacking football. So I'm going to go for the win 2-0 to Liverpool, that pays 2.88, or maybe something a little bit more speculative, to put it some sort of way. Liverpool to score in both halves is something I like a lot, that pays 2.25.
The odds for the British teams, they are so low in the Champions League. We will see this, I think, very often. We can see, as an example, also our following game, Man City. Leipzig, the Citizens' victory odds are only 1.36, but of course we have to take in consideration the awful start of the season for Marsch in charge of Leipzig. They are 12th in the Bundesliga, only 3 points, and they were completely thrashed, outplayed by Bayern Munich, 1-4. Probably they only played 4 games in the Bundesliga, but they are out of the title race. And are you convinced, Álvaro, about Man City performance so far? They beat Leicester City 0-1, and of course, Pep obsession, I guess, is winning the Champions League for Man City.
I think so. I think that this could be one of the obsessions, but at the same time, if you see the work ethics of Guardiola and the work ethos of Guardiola, he has never prioritized the Champions League over the league. I think Guardiola is a manager that is such a perfectionist, obsessive, that he needs to have like everything working very well every week. And he cannot do things like, for example, letting it go a little bit and then recovering in March. This doesn't work with Guardiola's teams. So I expect them to have a really strong start this season. And in fact, they are having it. They lost against the Spurs, yes, in the league, but ever since then, they got 9 points out of 9. They haven't conceded one more goal in the Premier League. And this Manchester City, it's probably not as free flow. No, let me put it that way. It's not as strong in the opponent's box as some other Premier League great teams like Chelsea or Manchester United or even Liverpool, because they don't have a number 9. This Manchester City, in my opinion, they made a very big mistake using their 100 and something million first to sign Jack Grealish instead of a striker. I don't know why they did it, because Jack Grealish can improve the team, but a good striker would have transformed Manchester City. So in the future, I think that Manchester City will miss a very good striker in the very important games, okay? But for this game, I have to say that Manchester City looks very solid. They are better than Leipzig. Leipzig, as you well said, they are in the transition from Nagelsmann to the new manager. They lost this weekend with Bayern. I don't think that they will win the Bundesliga. Probably they will make it to the top 4. Why not? Why not? Even though there are some teams that they look very strong in Germany too. But for this game, I back Manchester City completely. So a win 2-0 for Manchester City is something that appeals me here a lot. Let's don't forget that Pep Guardiola in the Champions League, he prioritizes defense over attacking a lot, and we have seen it with, for example, having 2 holding midfielders and things like this, not in the Champions League final, but before that. So a win 2-0 for Manchester City pays 2.25. I go for that one.
But, you know, the appreciators of Guardiola will tell you, Alvaro, he got 9 different scorers so far this season, so who does need a number 9?
I know, Danny, but you know, in the big games, you and I know,
that
the good striker will be missed.
I know. Yeah. It's true. And if we look at the Champions League final, yeah, a number 9, good striker, a poacher. Yeah, he changes the game. I am with you with that. But, you know, a new challenge for Guardiola. Let's see how he does. But for this game, yeah, I am with you. They look better. They look stronger. Also, because if you look at Leipzig, I mean, they were always going to struggle in the transition from Nagelsmann to Marsh. And also, they lost their 4 best players, Upamecano, Sabitzer. So it's difficult to replace them. They got, you know, interesting players on. They go Adrian Silva. He comes from a very good season in the Bundesliga. Let's see how he's going to perform. They go also good, interesting young players. Brobby back from Arsenal. He likes Moriba from Barcelona. Let's see if he's been paid too much. Gvardiol is a very good left back from Croatia. We saw him at the Euros, but he's a young team. He's a team that, you know, I think they will fight with Bruges for, obviously, for the third spot. Let's not forget, last year they lost 5-0 in the trip to Old Trafford to Manchester United, and they lost 3 of the last 4 Champions League away games. So I can see the Citizens really, really, really favorite. Asian handicap of -2 for Man City, 249.
Then our last game is a quite tricky one, I think. Portuguese champion against Dutch Ajax. They have been better, of course, in the last season in the Champions League. They are second right now in the Eredivisie behind the PSV and Sporting. They won the Portuguese League last season. That was already a huge success, but they don't play champions since 2017. Danny, we see Ajax favorites here, perhaps because they have a little bit more of pedigree, European pedigree, but difficult to call, I think.
Yeah, it's difficult. And I think for Ajax, this season is going to be more challenging because they're going to find a stronger challenger in the league in PSV than was last year. PSV is a team that's got more experience, more young players, but, you know, good. It's going to be tougher to win the Eredivisie. Ajax, they keep the same team. They strengthen the attack a bit with Bergwijn and Darami from Copenhagen, paid quite a lot, 12 million of euros, yet hasn't scored. I think the only concern maybe for Ajax is at the back, the goalkeeper, Stekelenburg. I mean, he's been old age, you know, past maybe his best. That could be a question. Obviously, they got Onana as well, but his contract is expiring in the summer. But for Ajax, I think it's a little bit like the Dutch team. It's all about building the experience, making sure that they got that competitive European experiences, which they lacked last year. You know, they lost at home against Atalanta. Sometimes, you know, we say, okay, they can score for fun, but sometimes, you know, they were a bit leaky at the back. They switched off. I think that the Euros, the experience of the Euros for many players, another year in the Champions League will add to that. And I trust Den Hag. He trusts his own process, the way of putting the team together, possession-based. Ajax win, 250.
Danny, Álvaro, good memories of Stekelenburg.
Yes, because Andrés Iniesta scored the goal against him in the World Cup final. Yes, that's true. So that tells you how veteran and experienced the man is. Look, I really like Daniel's assessment here. In fact, Ajax to win, I back it too. But yeah, Sporting Club de Portugal, let me give you a quick review of this team. They hadn't won the league for 19 years, and they won it last season. So that was amazing for Ruben Amorim's men. And they won the league conceding only 20 goals, which is something that it went a little bit under the radar, but in Portugal it was very, very praised. This is the first time for them in the Champions League since 2017. Maybe they will miss a little bit the experience of having played in the competition over the last years. And Ajax, you know, they have lost a lot of talent recently, but they always manage to produce more talent and they always keep up to the level. This group is going to be very interesting with Dortmund, Besiktas, Sporting Clube de Portugal, and then Ajax. I really don't know what's going to happen. I think Dortmund is going to go through, but then it's quite open, so it's quite interesting, this one. And Sporting Clube de Portugal against Porto this weekend, they show their best version again, not conceding a goal against Porto. By the way, Sarabia played a hell of a signing on loan for Sporting Club de Portugal. Then for this game, Coates, a very important Uruguayan centre back, should be ready to play. So let's see if they can Handel, Sebastian Haller, the striker of Ajax. But generally speaking, this game is going to be interesting. I'm sure that the Sporting Club de Portugal, they are going to put a good fight in the José Alvalade Stadium, but I think that the outright market is good enough. Ajax to win, I like it. And maybe a first half draw is something that could interest me here a little bit as well, because I can imagine Sporting Club de Portugal trying to keep the scoreline low. So I'm going to go for that one, a first half draw that pays 2.23.
Okay, first half draw or Ajax to win. Then, guys, let's go for your ACA. We have all 8 games analyzed. Let's start with you, Álvaro.
I'm going to go for the first half draw in the game between Sporting Club de Portugal and Ajax. Then win 2-0 to Liverpool. Then the Asian handicap minus 2 for PSG. And then a clean sheet for Atletico de Madrid. That pays pretty much roughly 16.
For me, Shakhtar to win, Atletico Madrid-Porto under 2.5 goals, PSG to take the lead, Liverpool-Milan over 2.5 goals, Manchester City to win the first half, total odds 12-21.
All right, thank you very much. Looking forward to watching again the Champions League and to make my bets with your predictions. Thanks, guys, and see you soon.
Thank you.
See you later. Ciao.
We have now all the info to bet on the games we have on Wednesday in the Champions League. You can see right now every single tip made by Dani and by Álvaro. But of course, I want to know your opinion. So let me know your tips and your predictions for this match day. And if you enjoy our videos, don't forget and click on the like, subscribe and click on the bell to get notifications. Or if you prefer, also we have a podcast for you. See you very soon and enjoy the Champions League. See you.